Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll give just, I think people are still joining, but we'll wait. Oh, it seems to have slowed down. Oh, we could just got another one. I think someone's already taking attendance. Or maybe. Is there someone who would like to volunteer to take attendance today? Thank you, Anne. I was just starting to, I forgot to completely erase people's attendance last week. We have a short agenda, but several important things to cover. Is Jen here? Let me make sure.
I can reach out to her and I can go first if that's helpful.
Okay, thanks. And let me just review the top of the agenda. Thank you, Anne. And please let us know of any topics you'd like to cover. In upcoming weeks, you have several things on the agenda that are going to that came out of recent meetings where people had questions. And we're going to change the order to do reporting app permissions proposal from Sharon Marcus before we go to this. The Jen used us with standardizing inconsistent in-app reports. So, Sharon, let me turn it over to you.
Thank you. I'm just finding my share. Just one second. Okay. Okay. Great. Yes, I wanted to do a just a quick summary of what we're looking at in the metadata data privacy workgroup. This subgroup of the reporting SIG has been meeting to look at reducing exposure to patron identifiers, data anonymization, all things data privacy with regard to our reporting environment. Oh, looks like Jennifer is here, so I can go back to second place now. She's the main event.
Yes, sorry about that. I just got out of another meeting and it's only Monday. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Do
Yeah.
you want me
Yes.
to go first so you can kind of get ready?
No,
No, okay.
I mean, yeah, let's do this. Go forth and do. All right, so I'm just gonna sh hello everyone. I hope you all had a good weekend.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm going to share my screen. Hopefully you can, should be the draft agenda that you see. Awesome. All right, I'm going to, so this is the slide deck and don't worry, I just want to get these links in and then I'll start in this the recording. All right. So a little background, and I'm not sure how I'm time challenged since the pandemic. So I always say some time ago, whether that's like a couple months or a couple years. Anyway, some time ago, we discussed kind of how in-app reports are very inconsistent. So, And we were like, oh, wouldn't it be great if there was some consistency? So how do we get this going? How do we approach this? And so we approach this by saying, we're going to go to CrossUp and we're going to, share with them what we're seeing. And we're going to ask, the ask is, what can we do? So what I'd like to do for us here is go over the presentation that I did with in CrossUp reports, and then I'll summarize kind of that discussion. And I posted the recording from CrossUp if you want to hear the entire thing. So how does that sound for everyone?
Sounds
All
great.
right. All right. Would you like presenter mode, or is it fine just kind of with the mode it's on? I mean, it's not really a presentation, but
I'm fine either way. I don't know about others. So.
yeah. All righty.
Looks
And
great.
yeah, that's fine. Let's go for it. All right. So this slide was really to kind of do a shout out on what do we have for in-app reports. So orders, I have to say I really like orders app. And you do an export from just the action menu in Folio. It's like, do you want to do all of them? And I'm like, oh, I have choices. I love choices. But then you go to agreements and it's like, well, export as JSON. And you're like, well, that's different from orders. I have this and it's a CSV. Here I have JSON. I go to the circulation log and it's export results as a CSV. Then you go to invoices and it's again, this is the most common one. Export results as a CSV. Mostly it's you've done a search and then you can export those results. License app, you'll see not only is it export from a search, but you get to select, which I thought, hey, that's novel. Of course, you didn't have that in invoices or in the circulation log. So only in the licensee app. And if you don't select anything, then you can't. It's only you have to select in order to export. The request app, you get again search results to CSV. And notice that this is also dependent on, oh gosh, what is this called? Your main desk where you're circulating fund from. So here we've got our special collections, but we also have our Du Bois main library, and then we've got our science library. So it's that where your circulation desk is. So this is related to where you are at that moment. You can switch that if you want. So if I switch this to main, then it would give a whole clearance shelf for our main library, for example. And this is my production. So and this is Ransom's CSP. Oh, Service Point. Thank you, Sharon. Yep, Service Point. Users is great because it's got like tons of stuff, right? They went all out on users. Overdue claim, which makes sense because it's finance related, a lot of this. And if you don't have users and you aren't able to get some of these reports, you could be in trouble with your university, the central finance office, which is never good, right? So, refunds, transactions, cash drawer, tons of stuff. You've got a whole suite there. So, what's the issue? As we saw, they're inconsistent. There is no one layout, as we saw, one you could export all the fields or have your choice. Sun was, one was actually exported as JSON. Many of them and the vast majority are search result related, but one actually you could select which search results, where the others you couldn't. And then there's a lot of apps that simply don't have this. For example, a Folio inventory app, you can't do export of search results. Course reserves, I think, is missing in app reports, and there are probably others that I'm not thinking about. So this is hard for the user because they have to adapt to where they are. Now, if you have a really big staff and they only work in one app, I guess they don't know what they're missing in the other app. So I guess maybe maybe you've hit the jackpot there. But if you have a smaller, staff or staff that are kind of working across apps, these are really big kind of inconsistencies that you notice off the bat. So it makes it so it makes it difficult for users to use Folio, to know it's inconsistent basically. And I just want to Kevin in chat says inventory allows you to export instance UUIDs only. Yeah, general, and then you can export as mark. But that would be the record, but you can't export like the search results as a CSV. But you can get the instance UUIDs. So the proposal really that I presented to the Cross App was, we need a phased in approach to in-app reports because not everyone has MetaDB, not everyone has LDLite. And so they are relegated to using the Folio UI for this, because even in that case, some people, they don't have the skills for the API, or like at our consortium, it really is kind of, and you can use it, but the systems librarians are the ones who use the API, not everyone else. And that's kind of like a shared agreement here. So the phased approach would be to make sure that at least every app has kind of an export of like search results as a CSV, kind of like a baseline. And then a phase two is, having that select all or just one to export as a CSV. And then a phase three is pick and choose the fields to include in the CSV export, and then specific functionality designated by the SMEs as a phase four. So where did these phases come from? Honestly, I just made them up and I was like, oh, I need something to present. I guess maybe I shouldn't say I made them up, but anyway, this seemed like a pretty good approach. If everything could at least have, export as a CSV, your search results, that would be nice. So considerations, of course, phase one might look different for different apps. People in acquisitions have different workflows and approach to their work than metadata folks. People in circulation have a different approach than metadata folks, on and on and on. So what works for one group of SMEs, subject matter experts, might not work for another group of subject matter experts. And of course, there are exceptions where maybe having a list of results might be straightforward in some apps, but not others, for example. Of course, these phases should be developed in concert with the SMEs, the POs, and everyone who's involved, right? So the ask is, and it really was a big ask, is could we ensure that the development teams, when they're doing a new app, that they at least consider some sort of kind of a general that phase one in-app report. Just if a person does a search in the new app, that they can export that search as a CSV. So that's what I presented to the Cross App, and it really garnered a really great discussion. So the first is, well, yes, they are inconsistent. Each of the teams is, as you know, kind of works sort of independently. And right now, the in-app reports are just reflections of what the SMEs in that particular SIG need in order to do their work. So there really hasn't been kind of like a kind of a holistic kind of approach to these in-app reports. The other thing, though, is like, well, why would we want to do this? Because isn't this the list app? And so the list app creates lists of stuff. And that's what we're asking. The search results. I need the list of the search results for the search that I just did in Folio. And I mean, that's a good point. I think we don't want to replicate what the list app is doing. And one thing that I noted was for search results in the app, the list app doesn't do that per se. It creates list of, well, ideally, we're going to go to the ideal list app world now. It will create a list of what you give it in the criteria for fields and stuff. But of course, you can replicate your search that you do in the app in the list app, ideally, right? And then download that as a CSV. So should this work really just, should we just focus on list app in that case? Another kind of comment was that, what am I trying to think of? And I just lost it. These are inconsistent because it's just this, the working groups are very different. So like for example, this license app is working to the specifications of the SMEs in ERM, let's say. So we should respect that. So I think there's a lot going on there. I think the major concern was, does this fall under the list app? And should we focus on the list app? Or is this something that is worth kind of pushing more? And if it is worth put, and by this, I mean making these at least a little more consistent and maybe having an in-app report for each app that is, this phase one of, let me go, of exporting search results. Is that worth exploring? Or should we just focus on the list app? And I know, I don't know, Tara, you were there, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you would like to, if you remember anything from the discussion, and I know Kevin was there as well, so I just want to stop and maybe if
Sure.
either of you want to contribute to kind of what the cross-app sig was discussing, now's your moment.
Well, maybe it's my moment. Hold on. Can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't know. I mean, I thought that the phases were really interesting. I think that like some of the context that might be missing here is that we had a previous discussion about printing, where we were trying to decide sort of like what counts as a printed page and what counts as a report. Does that make sense? So I think that that was a lot of where our questions were coming from, like trying to determine like what it means to export something philosophically.
Sure. No, that I totally forgot about the printing. So I knew I forgot something. So that's actually really helpful. Yeah. Kevin, do you have anything? I know you were there. Do you remember anything from the discussion that you want to say?
I think you covered most of it. I guess my I kind of when I remember that I brought up the export of something out of inventory, which is our UUIDs, and then trying to use it in a different app, and the fact that their UUIDs was limiting. And I think that it, and then everybody kind of pulled me back or, said, wait, we're talking about exporting. We're not talking about, and I understand, like, these are all different issues. So that's the main takeaway I took was that I need to, like, think of this whole thing. And I think you covered everything that I remember. So I can't really add to it. But I do use like exporting things from one app and then trying to feed them into something else. And I just get frustrated and I don't have API access, or as far as I know, I don't. So. I'm kind of stuck with what I can do in the or in MetaDB. So yeah.
And that's a great point. Thank you, Kevin. Because really, I notice in my slides, I didn't say anything about export, but or except for here at the end. But we are talking about being able to download a CSV. And their data export is only used for records and inventory and MARC records and source record storage. So it's not really used for any other types of records. The List app does give you the ability to download as a CSV. So does Bulk Edit. Then there's the other point that Kevin made is that we're using multiple apps to get data from one app to do something in another app. And so, for example, inventory UUIDs to do something in Bulk Edit, or order POLs to do something in List app, for example. I don't know. Yeah, so what are people's thoughts on this? And I realize there are multiple layers to this, and yeah, Sharon.
I think that the SIGs that have opted to build in-app reporting want that, and I hope that they are making use of it. It makes perfect sense that you would be looking for consistency, because if you have people who are using multiple apps, they learn a set of skills to achieve something, and you want those skills to translate to other areas. So it makes perfect sense to want to do this. I'm, thinking about, why would you use this instead of the List app? So the List app allows you to create a report, whereas the in-app reports have been designed by the SIG or by the POs or by some combination of people to deliver some set of information that they decide is important enough to include as an in-app report. So by that definition, it is worth, I think, delivering these things as in-app reports. And pick and choose which fields. It's nice that some of them can do that. Having that consistent would be great. Should if you say, oh, well, we can do all of this in the List app, then somebody who's new to that area of functionality in the library who's looking for a report may not think of the report that has already been put together, or that may not think of it in the way that the SIG has thought of it. So, maybe there's some advantage there. I don't know that you're going to be able to achieve having all of them be exactly the same across Folio, because that would require so much coordination. I mean, it's a good goal, but each area of Folio is each app is sort of managed by different groups and different people, to try to like get them all to align, to this way of looking at things might be a hard thing to do. So those are just my thoughts.
Thanks, Sharon. Scott.
Yeah, I thought somewhat sure I was just saying, but my first thought on looking through this is, and I the in-app reports that I use the most are in the finance orders, that sort of thing, where they're fairly well developed. And actually I think most of this is already in place, but not in all areas there. And also those are areas where there's extensive filtering built into the searches. So, and some of the other areas that filtering is more in the report you select for other users rather than filtering in the first place, or agreements, others where you're selecting specific lines, which might be for a purpose. But I really think that the users for in-app reports should not have to go to a list app or a report to look for them. I think that you should be able to output whatever you've just found quickly and easily, and that's what this does. And at least the phase one, and then you can do other things after that. But I think that that's the most important thing here. As you get more elaborate and doing more things, then it becomes less important to have it within the app itself. But I think that the base, and by list of results, I assume you're meaning the content of the results. Of course, although in inventory, I think that'd be impossible to deliver as a CSV. It's completely possible in most of the other apps, but not definitely not inventory. So those are just my initial thoughts on this when I was reading it and looking at it.
And that's interesting because I think even in inventory, I think it may be possible. So you're delivering the results, like just the what you see on the screen. So what you see is, if you do a search, you get what, like a title, date, contributor. So if that is exported to a CSV, you just get, all those results just with that information, maybe. So, I mean, if you wanted to export records, then you would have to do the, save the UUIDs and then export. So that's what I was thinking of with inventory. But you're right, Sharon. I mean, these in-app reports, they are different, depending on which app you're in. But I do agree with also you, Scott, that, just having that basic, kind of like a dump of your search, especially if you're, and I think it was Kevin who brought this up, if your search is, goes on those multiple pages where you just have to click next, next, and maybe what you want is on like page 4 or 5, if you just do a dump, then you can see everything all together. So it's another way to get the information you need or whatever you're looking for from that search. Kara.
Hi, it's Kara from Wesley. I agree. I get a lot of comments from my staff that, I just want to download what I see. I just want to be able to print what I see on the screen. So I know that's a huge frustration. I had a thought that maybe though, I mean, if people want to use the list app and they want to think about it that way, I could see maybe somewhere where if you could download a data point like the instance UUIDs or something, but be able to do it with whatever level you're at, an item, a holdings or whatever. And if you took that over to the list app where you could actually print the holdings and what fields you wanted from it, that might be an interesting workflow, if you couldn't actually get it to work out of the native apps themselves, at least like some sort of workflow that's consistent across all the apps where you could grab an identifier and then go to lists and spit it out, sort of like that export records, but out of the list app as a CSV. I don't know, just a thought.
Yeah, and that's, I think, even in the cross-app meeting, it came back to the list app quite often. So maybe, and I guess for here, I guess the question is how do we want to proceed as this SIG? What do we do next? Do we pass this over to the list app and make sure that this gets on their development schedule? Or, do we say, oh, everything should have like maybe a print screen or print the results? Then how do we even go about doing that? Because that's a large ask. So what are our next steps? Oh, Sharon.
Oh, I was just going to say, the people in charge of these in-app reports are those from the SIG, those groups from the SIGs. And so I'm just wondering where they are on all of this, because I would think that they would need to sort of see the inconsistencies and respond to that first. So I would say sharing this with them, with the actual SIGs that are in charge of each of those applications, those in-app reports, would be the next step to take, unless it's already been done. I don't know if it's already been done.
Yeah, the in-app reports are developed by in the SIGs themselves, so it's kind of like a feature that's been asked for, and I think they were developed because there was no way to get that information for them to do their work, so it was kind of ad hoc. But and Tara, I'm getting to you because you're a fantasy idea. Actually, I kind of really like it because we do need some kind of consistent place where everyone can find these reports. And I like that idea of instead of in-app, it took you directly to list app.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, like, I think that the reason that you brought this to the cross-app SIG was to try and sort of get a larger picture of what all of the SIGs might say without taking it to each individual SIG. Like, it's hard when people are kind of siloed in their departments for them to consider like the impacts of people like who cross apps, like you said. But it becomes really visible when we look at them all together. The amazing way that you presented. I think that. I was really curious how this conversation would go in this group because like one of the big themes we had was like does this really belong in an app or should it belong in one of these reporting options? Like I definitely like as a user I would personally kind of prefer to just be able to get what I see on the screen, and there are complications with that. Like, obviously you can't see the UUID, but almost everyone would agree that that is essential to doing anything further with those records. And there are things that are not involved in columns. And I remember that Laura had mentioned, I think, that if we make it only what is displaying in that table, then we're going to start like battles over what should appear in that table. There's all sorts of complications on that. But yeah, I think that I'm curious if this is better in lists or if it should stay in the apps themselves.
It's pretty, you bring up a really interesting idea because I just thought of this based on your fantasy. My adding to your fantasy for an enlarged fantasy was like, you go to the list app and you have sort of like, what you can do now. So you can, just query, put in the logs, but then you have kind of this other tab where it's kind of like canned reports, which I view in-app reports are really canned reports, right? The parameters are already set. You just run it and it gives you the result, which you can download, in some format, as we saw JSON or CSV. And wouldn't that be nice if it was all in this one location under list app, kind of like a dashboard of canned reports. So everyone knows that if you're looking for, let's say, the lost items requiring actuarial loss, you just go to the canned report section of list app. So in that way, users would always know this because that's where it always is instead of having to go everywhere to figure it out, maybe. Just an idea, Katie.
I was saying, I think this is a good time to actually, if we go with the fantasy idea, taking these in-app reports and then putting them in the list app, and they would just, like you said, Jennifer, like canned reports or like the delivered reports that came with the list app, like lists of missing items and so forth. So they're just kind of some canned default reports. Is now that the permissions are granular. In the list app. So if you only have access to the users app, you only have access to reports that contain user information and so forth, I think it'd be a good time to maybe considering moving that over. We no longer have to worry about, people having access to information they're not supposed to have.
Great point, Sharon.
You know, the one thing that you do lose is what Scott mentioned, which is being able to run whatever you've been looking at right within that same app. Having to run it over in another app where you may not be looking at the budget or the ledger or what have you for the task that you're working on may or may not work from a user perspective. So I think maybe a test of that would be helpful to inform whether it was useful.
Though, I mean, it would be nice if you could have like shortcut keys in the user app. So it says, access your in-app reports or something like that. And then it still goes off to, the fantasy in-app report under lists, but, you can get to it through the users app. I'm wondering too, I mean, if we do make that move or contemplate that, the actions menu is less of a kind of a hodgepodge of stuff. Like sometimes these action menus get really, really long. And the more reports that are added for each individual app, I mean, it just becomes an unwieldy list, really. So maybe in if we just I understand, the person would have to go to the list app, but maybe there we could provide even like info widgets on saying, the overdue loans report, this actually does this, because it does, if you're in like a single tenant consortium, what you get is maybe not what you want, depending on your environment. So maybe having that in a central place might be good as well. But yeah, it would involve going someplace else. Any other comments? So, there's been some really great ideas. It seems that there's some momentum behind the fantasy idea. So, should the next step be presenting this maybe to product council, saying, we have an idea for in-app reports, and our idea is really to hook them into the list app, but make sure that people can do what they need to do in the app, but also, leverage the list app and then present this with maybe talk to Kathleen, who's the PO of the list app, depending on that discussion. So would that be a next step? And Kevin, I think list app, if it's like anything, I'd have to confirm with Kathleen on this, but generally they've been splitting records into files of 100,000. So you'd basically get a zip file of those multiple rows. But I'd have to check on that. And yes, I mean, performance. Yeah, we'd have to be careful of performance as well. Right now, I think it does hang, so you do have to be careful. But maybe that's something we can put in the ask for this, that maybe if it is like, a million rows or more, that the file be split into 100,000, for example. Or being configurable, as Corey mentioned.
So Jen, I could see something like pre-built lists option in the lists app, where you would select different functional areas maybe, and then just choose a pre-built report. I don't know what that means in terms of user interface, if there are things that would be lost in that. Certainly wouldn't be right in the app that you were looking at the data in. And you could ha easily, I would think, have a tie back to, go to the list app or whatever. Or people just learn for any functional area, just go over to the list app if they want to get a list of items re of re records related to what they're looking for. So I don't know. That's all I can think of would be your next step.
I'm thinking, why don't I, in terms of the technical piece, that's honestly, it's for the developers to figure out. But let me bring this to the product council saying, hey, this is one fantasy idea that's been bounced around here as well as, cross app. What do people think? Is it worth, bringing this to the list app? And if the product, because the product council can see, oh, because they'll consider it as a whole. And then I think from there, if people do agree, yeah, we can bring this to the list app, then maybe I can, sorry, bring it to the list app and report back here. How does that sound?
That sounds good to me.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. Really, I like the fantasy idea. I want to live in fantasy folio right now. I think I need to add a lot more features for my fantasy folio. Oh my gosh, and they all start with F. Maybe we can have a, F squared, F quadrupled. There you go. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jen. This is fabulous. Continuing the thefts. Sharon, I'll turn this over to you.
All right. So just continuing with getting reports out of Folio, I'm going to switch us over to the reporting app. What I wanted to do was get your take on an idea that has surfaced in the MetaDB data privacy subgroup of the reporting SIG. And if you're interested in joining our group, please reach out to me. Happy to add you. We meet every 2 weeks now, and we are working on ways to improve data privacy for MetaDB access. And so, what we're talking about, and I don't have fancy slides. This is very hot off the press information, but what I'm looking for is a response from you all just on how this might work. If you're running MetaDB and you're using the reporting app, or you're planning to use the reporting app, and you can see that we've just started. Just to remind you of the functionality. So this is the user interface to the reporting app, and you click on a report to run it, and it might have parameters. So if I choose the whole report here, there's a report, and if I choose a parameter, oh, let's go back to that one. Let's say I just want to look at faculty, the faculty user group, and I can select that parameter. And you can imagine any parameter, library location, date fields, all sorts of things. Then I just get faculty, etc. So the way that these are set up, so this is the user perspective, and I'm going to go over to settings where you, the reporting team, the reporting persons, set up how the reporting app's going to work. And so we have record limits, table availability. What I want to look at is the report repositories to talk to you about this functionality that we're thinking about proposing for development and get your take on it. So right now, you point to a specific GitHub repository for those reports that you see in the user interface, and the user interface that points to the GitHub repository runs the code that's there, and then against your MetaDB environment, and then delivers the results back into Folio where you can download a CSV. So very cool. What that means is that there's no limit on what you can write against your MetaDB environment and deliver through the reporting app. What we're trying to figure out is how to provide data privacy and security functionality using the reporting app interface. And one idea that's been proposed is to have different folders in your report repositories that you point to. So different area, you might imagine different areas of functionality. And to design the reporting app so that a Folio permission could be given, say it's acquisitions users, it could be reporting app acquisitions, and you would point to the repository in acquis and there would be acquisitions reports only there. And then the permission given would be to just be able to run the reports that are pointed to in that repository. In addition, you could, let's say you had access to acquisitions and to circulation, just depending on your role in the library. You could have a permission for each of those. So you could have multiple permissions, but you could also just have one permission. So kind of, you set it up based on what's needed. And you're using your GitHub repository as a way to, as a gate, to restrict access to certain reports. What it means is that those who are designing reports at your institution using SQL decide what goes into an acquisitions report, what goes into a circulation report, and determine, what privacy needs there are for access to that information. So there's the responsibility falls on the report writer to make sure that it's, delivering information that should be and can be delivered to an acquisition staff person, a circulation staff person, et cetera. So does everyone understand that? Does that make sense? Are there any quick, oh, I'm not, I don't have the chat up. So, just getting the chat up here. Oh, thank you, Kevin. Yes, this makes sense. And what do you think about asking MetaDB to develop in that direction? And I'm just going to pop over to, if you don't have things set up on your GitHub repository, but just, what is that? That look like you basically would be making different folders. At Cornell, we just have one reporting app folder now. And you can see these are the each report has two files. It has the SQL and it has a JSON file, which sets up the parameters. So you can see that demo report that I just ran is here. And here's the JSON file and here's the SQL file. So that's how they all work. Okay. Yeah, I wish Folio had a built-in SQL builder like some other. Okay, so I'm hearing that we like the idea. And Joanne is on the committee with me. Joanne, did I miss anything?
No, I think you covered it all. This plan would mean that an institution would have to have multiple GitHub folders that they could point to, And it would also mean that you'd have to figure out what to do in the case of a user needing permission to use more than one folder. So
Yeah.
that's the part that I'm unsure if Folio can handle that. So usually you have one set of permissions per app, right? Unless I'm misunderstanding. And for the reporting app, I think it's conceivable that people would need access to more than one GitHub folder. That's all.
Yeah. So it looks like Lauren, do you have something? Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, I don't know how many people here are familiar with acquisitions units, but some of this, I think it's the idea of assigning the ability to run reports, but then possibly having something as I don't know, Sharon, if you could show us the settings where your report repository was set up. It might
Sure.
be easier to talk kind of through this with a visual
Sure.
that if you hit that plus mark, you can add a second folder. And so maybe I have, you know, if we say that top one is the acquisitions folders and I need access to that, I might be the user that is assigned to that group of reports, to that folder. But then Sharon's in circulation and she doesn't need access to the acquisitions reports. And so she would get assigned kind of as a user for that specific set of reports. So I don't know that it's as much a high-level permission like you would assign a user. It's kind of a matter of possibly parsing things out a little within the settings that you create your repositories and then you assign users to the repositories. And if you have a power user who needs access to everything, they could be kind of assigned to each of those repositories. Does that clarify things a little bit? I mean, that's what I was kind of leaning towards with this idea.
Absolutely. For me, I mean, or other people, sorry, that question wasn't for me. But I just to continue the example, so what you might have is reporting app slash acquisitions, and then you'd put your reports for acquisitions people there. And then you would point your settings to reporting app slash acquisitions. And then you develop a permission that enables acquisitions people, that can be given to acquisitions people, to have access just to this part of your GitHub repository to run acquisitions reports. And then you just carry that forward for, accounting, circulation, any other area that typically finance and users and our areas finds fees, that we want to restrict a little bit more. Collection development has some finance in there, so maybe we want to restrict that. But you're using these repositories so that the permission, it's a Folio permission that restricts what you, the user, can access based on the repository pointer.
So I'm wondering if you would need to make permit like a separate permission set for those people who needed access to multiple groups of reports. So I'm unsure myself how Folio works in terms of the number of permission profiles you can have. It seems to me like if you can only have one profile in the reporting app, for instance, that kind of means that when we set it up for permissions, when we define our permissions, we would have to have a permission that covered multiple multiple GitHub folders, for example. And maybe your person who does acquisitions and circulation both would have to be assigned a permission that would point to both folders. And that might mean that you might have to have multiple folders. I don't know. It seems like it gets kind of complicated when you think about something that's more than just one person and one folder, you know? So I'm not sure what Folio is structured to allow. Ideally, it would be nice to have one folder per group, per functional group, and a user could have access. You could pick and choose which folders the person had access to as one thing, but you wouldn't have to make multiple permissions that were mix and match type things in order to accommodate them.
So, Joanne, I think you have kind of hit on what I was attempting to explain, that it's the permission that an individual would have would be that they could run report. And then they would be assigned to this folder through this configuration page here. Whether it's viewing it as you're assigning people to an acquisitions group, the way that so it wouldn't be something that we were kind of doing back on this back end. It would just be a matter of having individuals who would have the permissions to run a report. The reports that they could run would then be done within the reporting app settings that we would be assigning kind of users to buckets, maybe is the way to look at it, that you would set up locally your folders, which would be kind of your functional buckets, and then you decide what users have access to what folder. So some of this would be done within kind of permission sets here to give people the ability to run reports. What reports they can run, that would be set up by whoever has the ability to configure things within the reporting app settings to assign those kind of different groups. So that there wouldn't be a permission that was run report acquisitions or run report circulation. Your one permission is just going to be the ability to run a report, which I think those are in place. It might be Trillium, just based on some work that has been done for a separate request. But this would kind of be the secondary component of this, where we would be looking to try to parse it out. And because every library is different, you may set up the structure of your folders in a different way within the reporting app, in what repos or folder level access you have applied. Feel like I'm talking myself into a corner and I'm not explaining things well.
Well, it's a little bit di difficult because you've got moving parts here, and if the end result is you want to have users be able to use the reports that they need no matter what the area is, how do you make that possible? Do you have to do it on the GitHub end? Do you have to do it? Do you have to set up a profile, a permissions profile that allows people to have this report group and that report group, but not the other report groups that you've set up? I'm not sure how that would be, how that would work. The end result is we want to see is to be able to give people the ability to run just the reports that they need and nothing else. But we don't want to restrict them to just one bucket of reports when they need the like something from the other bucket. So it seems like it's not an easy problem to solve. And I don't know What folio would allow, what options folio would allow you to have? Because I know permissions are based on profiles, things that you can have multiple reporting app profiles. But if you want to be able to allow people to get into different buckets that they need with just one profile, that's kind of difficult. I mean, you can have multiple buckets that have different reports in them. And so my bucket might be the circulation acquisitions bucket. There's just the circulations, there's just an acquisitions, then there's circ acquisitions, then there's, cataloging acquisitions or whatever, So I don't want to have to keep making buckets. That's something I really don't want to have to do on GitHub, but is that going to be the best way to do this to allow people to get what they need without going into areas that they shouldn't be accessing?
I just want to mention that Scott needed to leave, so I'm closing the meeting. But
Okay.
I can stay if anyone would like to continue the discussion. I can stay a little bit longer. But it sounds to me like we can we it, it would maybe be good for us to flesh this out, and we can bring it back. But getting like a generally positive response. So we just wanted to know, is this something that just sounded dreadful, or should we go ahead and pursue this? So let's see. Lauren, we're not Group A needs to run. Yes. Yeah, you basically would assign whatever permissions people needed to whatever repository folder to run those reports. Group A needs to run a new kind of report. You'd add it. Yes, you can create as many as reports as you want. So, and just add them to the repository as needed. It puts a lot of the structuring on your report, writers, reporting team, what have you. I don't know that. Yeah, folks are having to leave. So we'll bring this to another meeting so we can have a more in-depth conversation. But I think we're good. Jennifer, thanks so much for bringing us the topic today.
Sure, thanks.
Yeah, and thanks everyone for joining, and have a great rest of your week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.